Plenty of exercise, a balanced diet, staying on top of your prescriptions. These are all key ingredients to good health, right? But what about spirituality, feelings of purpose, connections to something bigger than yourself, or a general sense of community? Well, Ben Thorpe of Side Effects Public Media spoke with health experts who say that spiritual support should be a part of hospital care, and they have piloted a unique program to help do just that.
Timothy Moss has been struggling with feelings of extreme loneliness. At 59, he was forced to retire from his job teaching gifted students at a school in Terre Haute, Indiana, because of struggles with his health.
I had to retire early, so I had to quit teaching, and that was the love of my life. Sorry.
Moss loved the school. It was more than a job to him.
I loved it. That was my hobby. It was all my friendships.
Moss struggles with a variety of physical ailments, including diabetes, neuropathy, heart problems, and vision issues, which eventually forced him to retire. Moss, who says he spent much of his life at the school, found himself cut off from that world and the teachers he had been close to.
So I lost my social group, and, you know, they're all busy working and doing things, and so it was just a new chapter where my life really, it just changed abruptly. It slowed down.
More recently, Moss's brother passed, further cutting him off from social connections.
When you're in your senior years, you're kind of forgotten, you know, because things change in your life and you feel like, oh my gosh, you don't have the purpose you used to have.
When Moss's struggles were identified by his doctor, he was connected to a unique program within the Indiana University Health System called the Congregational Care Network. That program pairs patients with so-called connectors, members of local faith groups who spend time with patients over a 12-week period.
Patients will say the most important part of their health journey is their provider, and second is their faith.
This is Jay Foster. He's the vice president of spiritual care at IU and says their program begins with a doctor asking patients a series of so-called spiritual assessment questions to identify if they need something beyond their immediate physical care.
All human beings have a need for meaning and purpose. When someone has an illness, that sense of meaning and purpose is impinged upon, and having a thoughtful conversation partner can help people cope with that illness.
To get that conversation started, doctors will ask a range of questions, including how lonely are you, to is your faith an important resource in times of illness. Foster is quick to explain that spirituality isn't exclusive to religious groups, but religious groups often have built-in social networks that individuals and healthcare systems can tap into for help.
With the ultimate goal of helping that individual find a community that's meaningful for them. So that they are not only a patient, but as a member of the community, they're not just receiving care, they're actually contributing.
One of the churches working with the IU Health System in Indianapolis is First Friends Quaker Meeting. Kathy Ryan is a member who started speaking with a woman in palliative care connected to her through the hospital.
We talked about everything, our entire lives, and have just become fast friends. And now she calls me and I call her, and we're like sisters, is how it feels.
Ryan comes from a different faith tradition than the patient she connects with, who was raised Jewish. But to Ryan, those differences don't matter.
For the Quakers, all are welcome. And it's really important. I think the more we reach out, the better the opportunity that someone find a community and feel loved and feel cared for.
Ryan's relationship with her patient extended beyond the initial 12 weeks allotted for the program. She says once they grew close, it felt like there was no reason to stop talking. It's an experience administrators of the program say is not at all uncommon.
And I think her just knowing that there's someone that she could call if she were afraid means the world to me and means the world to her. And it goes both ways.
Health experts say the IU Health program is part of an effort to better integrate so-called spiritual care into patient care for people struggling with illness or loneliness, and it starts at the hospital. Daniel Solmacy is the director of the Kennedy School of Ethics at Georgetown University. He says asking about a patient's spirituality can still be uncomfortable.
We've been able to overcome taboos and talk about patients' sexual activities, their drug use, but somehow we've not been able to ask them about their own spiritual beliefs and practices that can really impact their own care.
Sol Macy says programs like the one at IU are still rare, but may represent early efforts to bring spiritual care, or as he describes it, whole person care, back into the doctor's office. And there are signs that conversations are being had. At the most recent annual meeting of the American Medical Association, delegates passed a resolution both promoting medical education on spiritual health and supporting patient access to spiritual care services. Sol Macy says there is still some hesitancy from physicians to ask patients questions about their spiritual needs.
I don't want to advocate that physicians should become the spiritual friend of their patients or to become the patient's chaplain, but quite often they might be the only people who really ask the questions.
Skeptics argue that programs like the one at Indiana University Health require investment in preventative care not normally supported by hospital systems. But advocates say those questions increase patient satisfaction with their healthcare experience. Timothy Moss, after speaking with his doctor about the program, was paired with a member of a Methodist church in Bloomington, some 60 miles away. Moss, the retired teacher, says his overall health hasn't been improving in the way he's wanted it to, and he still struggles. But the conversations with his connector, Janet, have helped him manage.
That's what I found is, you know, a lot of times when I'm talking with Janet and she's helping me through things that I'm trying to manage along with my health issues, it's just nice to have someone to be able to discuss and share with.
Like connector Kathy Ryan, Moss says his time in the program with Janet has already gone for the required 12 weeks. But, he says, they're still talking on a regular basis. For NPR News, I'm Ben Thorpe.
Side Effects Public Media is a health reporting collaboration of NPR member stations across the Midwest. It's based at WFYI in Indianapolis.